And our last report today presents a musician who's been referred to as Indonesia's Bob Dylan. His name is Iwan Fals. He has been on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, Indonesian edition, and was named one of Time's Asian heroes. Now, at 51, he's become the country's most famous singer-songwriter. He has put out more than 30 albums and has a new one on the way. And his music serves as a voice for the people against social injustice. Maria Bakalapulu went out to meet this Indonesian music legend.
It's hard to find someone in Indonesia who hasn't heard of the singer Iwan Fals. He's arguably as well-known as Indonesia's president and more admired. Just ask anyone on the streets of the country's capital city, Jakarta.
My name is Yanwar. I'm 52 years old. I love Iwan Fals because the music and the lyrics criticize the people who work in the government so those people could be better, so they could do a better job compared to now. I remember listening to Iwan Fals when I was still in high school. I loved him then, and I still do now.
Yanwar lives on the streets, making a living by collecting and selling discarded plastic bottles to recyclers. Despite appearances, he has a liberal arts degree and had an office job until a messy divorce left his life spiraling out of control. Plights like Yanwar's are the essence of Iwan Fals' songs.
Bermacam suku yang berbeda, bersatu dalam cengkram.
Starting at the age of 13 as a busker, he is now a household name. As the voice of Indonesia's conscience, he's a perpetual thorn in the side of government officials. His songs highlight hypocrisy and demand human rights. The lyrics about corruption, the homeless, underpaid teachers, and love are simple, poetic, and honest.
Yeah, saya sambil sekolah dulu, ngamen.
Back when I was a schoolboy, I started playing music in the streets to earn a little extra pocket money. I eventually became a street musician because I really liked that life. I could see a lot of what was happening while on the streets. I would write songs about the things that I found interesting. If ever I was on a break, I'd stop by my friend's stall and read the newspapers that he sold. There were so many stories that I would read about, and they'd inspire me to write songs.
At a recent show in Bali, Iwan Fals played 3 hours straight to a mostly young, flag-waving crowd singing along, punching his fist in the air and yelling out to the crowd. It's obvious that playing live for his fans is where he is most at home. Protest songs such as Bento, a song about thoughtless greed, is a workers' anthem in the country. He sings, "My name is Bento, my house is exclusive, my cars are many, money's no problem."
From the moment I started to today, I've never wanted to be boxed in to doing a single type of music, whether it was political, social, environmental, or love songs. I just want to fill my life and my time with music and songs. I will read about politics, or a friend might lament about something that's not fair in the government. That's the inspiration behind my music. I don't think beyond that. So, since being young, I just love to play music. But I never like to see people treated badly. That's why my songs are the way they are.
His music resonates strongly with the young generation. 22-year-old Gus Bar is a huge fan. He came to Iwan's show in Bali with his father, Gus Bar.
My name is Gus Bar. I love Iwan Fals because Iwan Fals is a legend. Musical inspiration for my life, very, very good. I'm still young. My father, my friend, listening Iwan Fals. I love it. The reality in Indonesia, in Bali, in the world.
Iwan Fals is popular with organizations driving social change. He was appearing in support of a people's credit union aiding local businesses in Bali.
Economy. Yeah, nggak ada orang bisa hidup tanpa ekonomi.
Economy. Nobody can live without money. But money often gets used in the wrong ways, only to satisfy base human desires. Hopefully, I can inspire ideas which spread wealth more fairly. Then maybe more people can prosper.
Banyak cerita tentang apa aja.
Back in central Jakarta at a railway station coffee stall, Andy Chandra plays chess with a friend. He first heard Iwan Fals' music 20 years ago. He feels he is a cultural icon in Indonesia.
So basically, I like Iwan Fals. His song is very strong to push the reforms, talking about the social activities, sing the song of our reality. We like it very much. All in Indonesia, we love Iwan Fals. We need the more Iwan Fals in Indonesia.
Assalamualaikum!
As Indonesia prospers, the gulf between rich and poor remains. Iwan Fals continues to inspire and entertain. His central theme of people standing up to the abuse of power has not lost its impact. For DW, I'm Maria Bakalapalo in Jakarta.
Sabar, 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 dan tunggu.